Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So as we come to the close of another year, let me ask you a question. How was your last year? Hopefully it was awesome. But at this time, you're going to start seeing a lot of new, you know, it's like new year, it's new you, it's go to the gym, get on a diet, quit smoking, whatever it is. It's the time of year for change. And I love those memes that come up now. It's meme is M-E-M-E. And there's this one meme that comes out all the time. It's a guy from Game of Thrones, the TV series. And he's holding his sword upside down like a microphone. And he says, brace yourself. And Facebook is filled with memes with brace yourself. And in the summertime, it says, brace yourself. Everything pumpkin is coming. And recently, it's brace yourself. Gym ads and diet ads are coming. There's so many different uses for that. I love it. It's all the things that we need to think about in the new year. And it is just going to be overwhelming. So that's the question I want to ask you is, how did you do last year? Because I want you to look back to move forward. Now, what do I mean by that? A lot of us are so engaged and embraced in finding new clients and trying to grow our businesses and do things that are going to take us to the next level. But a lot of times what happens is we forget to embrace what happened before. So brace yourself. Your past is going to repeat itself if you don't explore what happened. So let's talk about three different things that I want you to take a look at that are going to help you really propel your business this upcoming year and forever. So the first one that I want you to do is reach out to your past. And what I mean by reach out to your past is take a look at the past customers that you've worked with. Again, a lot of us are so focused on trying to find new business that we neglect people that we worked with before. And so here's what I'm going to ask you to do is go through the list of people that you worked with this year and kind of rank them. Which ones, even if they didn't make you the most money, which one has the best sphere of influence? And maybe they may need your services again. They just haven't thought of you because you haven't been top of mind. Here's one of the things that I'm doing is I'm actually writing letters to them. And the letter says, hey, thanks for trusting me. You know, there's been a lot of change happening and I have some new stuff and maybe you need help with A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever it is. And then the final part of the letter is, I say, you know, if there's anything I can help you with, please let me know. But also my business has been built on referrals and I would love to refer you to my clients. So start off by offering them something and then say, if you know anybody who could use my services, then would you please refer them to me? So offer to number one, just say thanks. Number two, let them know some of the new things that you have to offer. And then finally, make sure that you use them as a referral source, but be real and refer them too. That's important. So the second thing I want you to look at when it comes to embracing the past is mail. A lot of people are so ingrained in internet marketing and email marketing and blogging and podcasting and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all this other stuff that sometimes they just forget that snail mail can be an incredible tool. I know some marketers that spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on mail. Now, granted, they're making millions, but they still use snail mail as a tool. Just like I'm writing this letter. And what most people do is they'll send out Christmas cards or, you know, Thanksgiving cards or things that are always expected. It's the unexpected, personalized piece of mail that can create the right environment for you to be able to communicate with somebody. So look at maybe setting up a postcard strategy, a letter strategy, something along those lines where you can communicate with people in a way that they are not expecting. The third piece of this puzzle is I want you to go back and I want you to look at your books. Now, when I say your books, I'm a QuickBook junkie. I go back and look at my QuickBooks every single week. But really what I want to do is sit here and look at the end of the year, where did I make my money? Where did people pay me the most for the services and the products that I provide? That is a forward-looking indicator as to where you can go next year. A perfect example of this is when I owned my first CD duplicator. I was duplicating CD-ROMs and DVDs like crazy for the first 4 or 5 years in my business. And then all of a sudden, one day it died. So I went back to my QuickBooks and I looked at QuickBooks and I said, okay, how much did I make on CD-ROM development or CD-ROM duplication this year? And development was okay, but the duplication was like $200. Now, to replace this piece of equipment would have cost me probably somewhere between $1,000 to $1,500. Why on earth would you want to spend $1,500 on something that made you $200, right? So that's the thing I want you to look at. Take a look, and I am, just like I say, when I say I'm a QuickBooks junkie, I break everything into categories. I know what I make on audio, on video, on coaching, on my books, on consulting, on the classes that I sell, and everything is broken down to the nines. So I know specifically where I am making my income from. And by looking at that past, I can start to predict the future. And you could look at it month by month by month and see how the trends are going. So that's the other thing I want you to do, is go back and look at your books. Now, if you have an accountant, maybe you have to pay them to get the info. That's one of the reasons why I like doing my own QuickBooks. So embracing the past is important to understand how to project in the future. So let's look ahead. Here's the thing that you're going to garner from this. You're going to understand that your past customers may not use you right now because maybe they're just not in the market for what you have. But sometimes you got to realize that the best time to market is when you're the least busy, right? No. The best time to market is when you're the most busy. So reaching out to people who've used you in the past, they may not be ready at the time you reach out to them, but 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months later, they may be in the market for what you have. So keeping them in touch, keeping you top of mind with them is incredibly important. Take a look at different ways that you can communicate with current, past, and future customers. And those things that may make you stand out could be something as simple as putting a postcard in the mail or writing a letter and saying thank you. The third piece of that puzzle is understanding future trends. That's where the numbers matter the most. Where has your business been and where is it going? And you want to focus on the things that people are purchasing from you now, not what they did 3 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever it is. One other tool that is very helpful is surveys. Simply create a list of people that are your current or recent current customers and just survey them and say, what does your next year look like? What kind of things are you interested in learning? What are some of the issues that you see that are going to be facing your business in the upcoming year? Where do you feel you're challenged? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? I mean, keep the survey simple, but the bottom line is, if you don't ask, they won't tell you. Just like getting a testimonial, you have to ask sometimes to say, please let me know that my product or service was of value to you. So embracing your past can help you to propel yourself into the future, but you've got to spend some time looking at it and create a plan that's going to help you maximize everything that you've learned. And then step by step, lay that out, execute it. It's ready, fire, aim, and always measure results.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.